This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 521. Judy's Wizardly Writing Elements for IELTS 7 and Higher.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Judy, a Three Keys IELTS student, and learn from her stellar advice on memorizing advanced vocabulary and crafting a high-scoring IELTS essay. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesome guest today, a for real IELTS student who is learning just like you guys on the same preparation path to success. So we're going to talk about her experience, especially with writing, because our special student today is the Writing Wizard winner. She wrote the most fabulous essay this month. And so she got a strategy session with me. We talked about listening and writing. And now she's going to answer some questions for you guys. So can you introduce yourself, please?
Okay. My name is Judy, and I came from China. Now I live with my daughter in Toronto, Canada, for her high school education.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So why are you taking IELTS, Judy?
I think it's something I have to do something when I accompany my daughter. She's pursuing her education, and I think I have to do something. And even if I don't need a degree or something, I think I have to set a good example. Keep learning.
That is so, excuse my dog, everybody, but that is so true. Like, being a parent really makes you a better person. You have to have higher standards of yourself because you want to show this person, right? And I mean, your daughter's a lot older than my son, but you want to like model the best behavior for them. I love it. So you want to show your daughter that you can also work hard and learn and like try to succeed at something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. I love it. So have you taken IELTS before, or is this going to be your first attempt?
I have never taken any IELTS test before, so there will be an IELTS test for me soon.
Soon, right? Like, I think you told me like about a month from now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So guys, that is good. Like 30 days, that's good. That's a good amount of time to prepare. So you've been in our course for how long now?
For almost one month and a half.
Okay, awesome. And did you know a lot about writing before you did our course?
I think I knew before I took this course. I think I knew little about writing, especially in terms of IELTS writing. And usually in my daily life and during my when I was working on, the only thing I have tried, I think maybe, is email or something informal or informal. So I don't know exactly the strategy for IELTS writing.
Right. Okay. So you've come a long way then, because you wrote the best essay this month. Was it a difficult essay for you to write? Did you enjoy writing it? Like, what was your experience like?
I think it's a challenging an essay for me, because overpopulation, when we talk about this topic, at first glance, I can't come out any good idea, but I calm down and try to understand the topic, and I write down the ideas, is there anything related to environment, the society, or education, or something else? So when I think about this affect, this influence in different area, so I have the idea to go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So a couple things about what you just said. Like, first of all, I think students put a lot of pressure on themselves to come up with good ideas, right? And guys, I want everyone to remember, and you too, Judy, I want everyone to remember that don't put so much pressure on yourself, because there's not like a right or wrong idea. You know what I mean? And your examples are strong. Like, you have really specific details and examples in this essay. Let me read the question first, so our listeners know what we're talking about here. So the task to essay question this month was, the populations of cities have been increasing for decades, and this trend is predicted to continue into the future. What are the effects of urban overpopulation? How can more people be encouraged to remain in smaller towns? So guys, this is a problem solution question. I really try and vary the questions for our Writing Wizard contest every month. Again, guys, this contest is only open to students in our courses Facebook group. So that's how you can access that. So this month we did a problem solution question. And this topic, I mean, problems in cities, you know, overpopulation, urban versus rural. These type of topics come up a lot on the IELTS exam. So this is a question that you guys could definitely see in the future. And, you know, Judy, your ideas are great. Let me just read part of your paragraph 2. So you say, let's see. This kind of prosperity has its own issues due to the fact that it results in unbalanced development. So that's your reason. That's your like main effect in paragraph 2. The vocabulary there is awesome. And in our strategy session, you said that you were worried about like linking your ideas and organization. And I can tell you, the cohesion coherence here is fantastic. All right, Judy, so you're doing really well.
Thank you.
And then, of course, our goal is to be more and more specific in every sentence. So Judy continues to say, recent research showed that big cities with more than 1 million people occupied more than 90% of the resources of the entire district. So we get specific there. We have a statistic, right? And then you expand on that. One of the direct consequences, the housing prices skyrocketed. So I love the cohesion coherence here, because you're doing exactly what you should be doing. You're expanding deeply on one idea. So Judy, you're doing really well. Guys, if you want to read the question and Judy's example, the sentences that I just read, come back to the blog post, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 521. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to get past IELTS this year, be just like our students who are preparing for success, working hard, learning the strategies for those sevens and higher on their next IELTS exams, become a Three Keys student. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so let me ask you another question here, Judy, because your vocabulary is good. I mean, prosperity, I love that word. So what have you done to improve your academic or formal vocabulary?
I think we should read a lot. We should do a lot of reading. Like newspaper or a book or
totally
or anything like the transcript of what you have listened. Every time when I find a new vocabulary, I'll write it down and try to use the new word in making a sentence.
Awesome.
Yeah. So try to use the new word. I think it's reasonable for me because I'm not good at memorizing things. So I have to rely on practicing to improve my vocabulary. And also my daughter told me a good APP, so during this month when I was preparing for IELTS test, I used the APP to help me do more tests.
Okay. So is this app you're talking about? Is it specifically for vocab?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of the app? Maybe it'll help our listeners.
It's Quizlet, Quizlet.
Yes, Quizlet has lots of fun vocab stuff. That's awesome. I love it. And Judy, you're not alone, man. Everybody has to use the vocabulary or they're not going to learn it, right? Like, I know for me, it's repetition is key. Like when I was in high school and I had to take a human anatomy test or whatever, you have to memorize like 100 different bones or something. I would just make lists. I would write the names over and over again. And then I would take these lists everywhere with me. I would hang them up on the wall of like wherever I was in my house. Like while I was eating breakfast, I was staring at this vocab list. So, I mean, everybody needs constant repetition and then immediate usage in order to actually acquire the new vocabulary. So don't worry, you're not alone. I'm sure all of our listeners are in the same boat for sure. So if we could give our listeners any more writing advice, how do you feel like, is there any specific strategy or lesson from the course that you feel like helped you write such a good essay?
I think I learned a lot from the course, especially for the structure of the structure when writing, because you know when before I learned the writing course, I have no idea how to go ahead with the top and with the writing. And so I follow the three sleek steps. So
awesome.
I think making a plan is very, very important. during your writing, I have to stick to what I have decided to write. So you're not drift off. I think.
Yeah, totally. You know, I just had a personal coach session with a student this morning, and that was his main thing. Like, he has so many ideas, and I'm sure listeners, there are a lot of you in a similar situation. That's great. Like, you have a lot of ideas and there's a lot of, you know, different directions that you could take these answers, but it's all about discipline. It's all about, like Judy says, sticking to a plan. I think that that is the first, like, fundamental step, is just learning what is the structure? Like, what is the best way to organize ideas, and how many ideas should we include? Because if you put in too many, that means you're not diving in deeply. You're not expanding enough on one idea to hit that 7 or higher for task. Because if you put just too many ideas in there, first of all, you'll drift, like Judy said. You'll, like, wander off the topic. But furthermore, it's not going to be organized in the way the examiner needs to see to give you those higher scores. So the fundamentals are key. We need a sound structure, a simple structure. And then it's your responsibility to put in these awesome ideas like Judy did, to use high-level vocab, which you're doing. So, Judy, I think you're doing really well. And you still have another month to prepare. So I think you're going to do great.
Oh, thank you. I'll keep going. another thing I like to say is that I've learned to make up a research or survey. it's a very helpful tip.
You're doing it very well, by the way. You did it appropriately. So the thing with fake research and studies and that stuff, like, it has to be done believably, which you succeeded in doing. And for you, Judy, and for all of the listeners out there, this is a fantastic tool, but don't overuse it, right? You should only have one example like this in your essay, all right? So just remember that moving forward. Okay, guys, if you want a chance to enter the Writing Wizard Contest, have a free session with me, have a chance to come on the podcast, then you have to be in our course. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and you can get into the course, you can start planning, start learning, enter that contest, and come on the show. Okay, Judy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was really nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you too. It's my pleasure to have a recording with you. It's my first time to record a podcast, so I'm very I'm a little bit nervous and but I'm very excited.
You did really well. I love having students on the show. These are some of my favorite episodes. I just like meeting you guys. I just like talking to our students and our listeners. Okay, Judy. Well, best of luck in a month when you take your exam. And if you have any questions, any worries, just post in the Facebook group and I'll get back to you right away. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Judy. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.